All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Schaefer coming to you live from Bob Fairchild Field at the home of the Hornets, Jerry Litton Memorial Stadium. Right now, Chillicothe leads as we enter the second quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 8 game, 21-0 over Kansas City Lincoln College Prep. But the Blue Tigers right now have it first and goal at the Chillicothe 2-yard line. With the change in quarters, Chillicothe is defending now the north end zone. The Blue Tigers will be defending the south end zone. So the Blue Tigers come out of this timeout between quarters. They have it set up. They'll have an I formation in the backfield of David Lewis, the Johnson, the fullback, and Martin, the tailback. Frazier.
Yeah, Lincoln jumped off sides there. That helps. That'll be five yards against Lincoln. We can use that right here.
Frazier, Butch, on that play, he actually started to lean out from underneath the center thinking he was going to get the ball, and two of the linemen jumped, and the center just squatted there with the ball, and the quarterback slapped him in the back. He was so upset with him because he hadn't snapped the ball. So it's first and goal, Blue Tigers at the Hornet, 7-yard line. Frazier takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Johnson. He's going to keep it himself, lower his head as he goes across the five, and he's brought down near the Hornet 2-yard line. Brett Schaefer on the tackle.
Bring up a third down. Second down, that's right, because of the penalty. Be second down and two from the 2-yard line, second and goal.
Second and goal for the
it's
Blue Tigers.
Here. We need to get the Hornet fans stirred up here.
Wide receiver, wide to the right. That's Tymon Kimber. I formation in the backfield with Martin the deep back. Looks like a blitz is coming. Frazier hands off to Johnson, the fullback, and he goes in for the Blue Tiger touchdown. 11-14 remains, third quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 8 game, and Chillicothe now allowing the Blue Tigers to score from 2 yards out, lead it 21-6. The extra point awaits the Blue Tigers. Their kicker is number 32, Ben Espinoza. Soccer-style kicker is Espinoza. Here's a snap. It's put down cleanly. Here's the kick. It's low, but it's good. Espinoza is good on the kickoff, and that's got to give some momentum back to the Blue Tigers here as they were down quickly 21-0, but now have scored to make the score 21-7. Let's take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, here's the kickoff by Espinoza. It's returned by Jonathan Burke. He returns it from the 30-yard line, gets it up near the 41. A good return there by Jonathan Burke to give the Hornets good field position once again. Tackle made by Reeves Garion.
Jonathan Burke just ran over that Lincoln defender. I mean, he knocked him back about 10 yards. He picked up that extra yardage. Nice job, Jonathan.
Here's Chillicothe's fourth offense's possession. Snyder pitches it back to Figg. Figg has two blockers in front of him as he crosses the 25. Now crosses midfield and gets into Blue Tiger territory down to the 42-yard line of Lincoln College Prep. Travis Martin was in on the tackle, but not before Figg picked up a first down for Chillicothe. These Hornets are averaging 18 first downs a game.
Figg hesitated there. It almost looked like he fumbled the football.
I know.
He turned around to say, "Oh, well, there's the ball." Anyway, he still had it, and he picked up another 10 yards after that.
Two backs in the backfield. That's Killey and Lent. Killey gets the call, crosses the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, and brought down just inside the 20-yard line is Josh Killey. Tackle made by Travis Martin. Another first down picked up by Chillicothe, however. Chillicothe leads with 21-7 in this ball game with 10:43 remaining in the second quarter. Some other scores to announce. Early on, Maryville leads Cameron in Maryville 28-0. And Richmond beating Kansas City Central Academy 21-0. Here's a handoff to Atkins. Up the middle he goes to the 10, the 5, touchdown. Dean Atkins, his second rushing touchdown of the night, his 12th of the season and 13th of his Hornet career. And that touchdown run comes with 10:24 remaining in the second. Chillicothe leads 27-7. Here's the extra point attempt by Willard. It is good. And the Hornets now lead 28-7 with 10:24 remaining in the second. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Willard now has it teed up at the north 40-yard line. Back deep is Frazier and Kimber to receive this kickoff from the Hornets. Willard gives a signal, and here's the kickoff right up the middle. It's going to be returned by Kimber at the 10. He's going to hand it off to Frazier this time on the reverse, and Frazier is able to only get up to the 14-yard line before he's brought down by Preston Hayes. Well, Butch, good way to get rid of team's momentum. They scored that touchdown, did the Blue Tigers, but the Hornets, bam, 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 they scored a touchdown to answer the bell there. And
Three plays, 59 yards. Yeah, that's scoring pretty quick in just three plays. What we need to happen here, though, to really stop the momentum is Chillicothe needs to stop Lincoln right here.
And those are all three plays were running plays, no passing. Yet to throw a pass tonight is the Hornets. Here's Frazier, hands off to the sophomore fullback, Johnson. And he gets it up to the 16-yard line. Tackle made by Max Anderson from his defensive line position for the Hornet defense.
Gain of about 2 yards, though, on that play.
Wilson, the fullback. Frazier gets the snap, throws it over to the west sidelines. Flag goes up in the air near the receiver, who is Merritt.
I think I'm not sure what happened right there, Mark. I think that's going to be a procedure penalty against Lincoln, but let's see what the officials have to say.
Lincoln's timing is just not good.
It's not
offensively.
Good.
They're all out of sync.
And that's what happened on that play. I think it is against Lincoln because the Lincoln's moving their offensive huddle back. And here we go with the signal. Illegal shift,
Illegal shift against the Blue Tigers.
And Chillicothe, I don't know if they have the option of refusing this or not, or if it happened before, if they stopped play prior to the snap. Illegal shift, Lincoln. Chillicothe's going to refuse it, make it a third down and 8. So that big third down here is Chillicothe wants to stop some of this momentum that Lincoln has. Third down and 8. We need a stop right here.
Martin is in the backfield by himself. Double wing formation for the Blue Tigers as they come to the line of scrimmage. Frazier goes under center. Two wide receivers are set. Pitch out goes to Merritt, who come through the backfield. And he's out of bounds on the east sidelines near the first down marker, which is the 25-yard line. These Blue Tigers have a lot of speed.
In
their arsenal.
They do. That's a first down, Mark. They've got it. They're very competitive in track and field. Trust me. They had some really good athletes on their track team, and I'm sure some of those same kids are out here tonight.
It was a first down. Oliver is wide to the left, along with another receiver to the right. Double wing formation as Frazier takes the snap, hands off to Martin. Ball comes loose, but Frazier maintains or recovers it, and he's brought down by number 58 in the backfield, Max Anderson.
Max Anderson,
second down.
And Marshall came in storming in there that time, knocked the ball loose. And it goes for a loss of 2 yards. So it's going to bring up a second down and 12.
Ball sitting now at the 23-yard line of Lincoln Prep at the south end of the field as they try to move right to left on your radio dial. I formation in the backfield for Harris Frazier. Hands off to Wilson, and Wilson is brought down for no gain. He actually lost a few yards, maybe two. Brought down at the 21 of Lincoln College Prep by Preston Hayes and Walker Graves.
Yeah, we got a third down and 14 here. As the ball's resting at the 21-yard line of Lincoln Prep, big third down situation here for the Hornet defense.
Wide to the left is Tymon Kimber. Martin is in the backfield. In front of him, the fullback, Wilson. Fake handoff. Here's the throw to Frazier, front to the Merritt. Merritt catches it at the 25, turns upfield, and is brought down by Adler Marshall at the 30-yard line, short of the first down. And Chillicothe will appear to be forcing Lincoln College Prep into a punt situation once again.
Fourth and 5 yards, and Lincoln's going to line up in punt formation. Chillicothe doesn't have anybody dropping back yet because they suspect they might be trying something cutesy here. Okay, now Schaefer's starting to go back deep.
Here's Frazier, the quarterback and punter. He punts it away, and it goes over the head of all the Hornet players and takes a Lincoln bounce and rolls down to the 22-yard line of Chillicothe. So the Hornets will start first and 10 at their own 22-yard line to begin this next drive. They have scored on every drive tonight, and they lead Lincoln College Prep by the score of 28-7 with 7:32 remaining in the second quarter. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the Richmond-Kansas City Central Academy game. And right now, the Richmond Spartans, number 2 seed in district, are beating Central, the number 7 seed, 21-0.
Donald Trump down here selling lottery tickets.
Here's Snyder, strong line to the right as he goes under center. Handoff goes to Keeley. Keeley crosses the 25. Hits a defender at the 28 and falls forward to the 31. Close to a first down, Drake Paul was in on the tackle for the Blue Tigers.
I should explain that. The band is in Halloween costumes tonight, and they're selling chances. I don't know exactly what for, but they're going around the crowd selling chances.
Second down and one after that pickup of 9 yards by Keeley. For the Hornets at their own 31. Pitchback goes to Lent, the senior tailback, looking for some room. Now he darts forward, picks up the first down, but two flags come flying from the east sidelines. Tackle made by Will Hansen of the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, it could be holding against the Hornets or an illegal block or something. But let's see, holding against Chillicothe, that hurts. Illegal block in the back was what another one said, so. Anyway, that'll be 15 yards.
After the penalty is stepped off, repeat, second down.
Or actually, they're measuring 10 yards.
Wow.
That hurts because that makes it a second and 13.
Ball sitting now at the Chillicothe 19-yard line. The defensive line for the Blue Tigers are all taking a knee on their side of the ball.
They only have two players that don't go both ways, so. They could be getting tired.
6:30 remains second quarter. Chillicothe leads 28-7. Flags go up in the air. It looks like this one might be against the Hornets as well, as there was some movement on the Hornets' side of the ball.
5-yard penalty, repeat, second down.
Well, we said we hadn't passed. Now we're kind of putting ourselves in a passing situation here, Mark. As now it's second and 17 yards.
Well, for the season, Snyder's connected on 31 of 58 passes for 515 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And he, in the last 3 straight games, has had over 100 yards passing, and he goes back to pass. Rolling to his right, throws quickly out of the backfield to Lent. Lent crosses the 20, the 25, gets up to the 30. Short of the first down by just a couple of yards, where he's brought down by Ski Thompson. Ski Thompson on the tackle.
Well, that's a nice pickup there for the Hornets. It's now third and one. Puts us in a lot better position after that nice pass and run there.
How much of a gain was that, Butch?
Yeah, 16 yards, I believe.
16 yards.